Now it's on. Okay, today. Today is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. What is the significance of Rosh Chodesh Shvat? In the past, we've used this. It came out very recently, a third volume in a series of a very unique svarim by Mr. Tzvi Reisman. Mr. Tzvi Reisman is a very wealthy person. He's a businessman in Los Angeles, and he's a donor, a very big donor to a lot of art school products. And he's a very, very big Talmud Chacham. He writes articles in Techumen, I believe, in Techumen, other scholarly works. He's a very, very intelligent individual, very big Talmud Chacham, and he wrote most of his works are in Hebrew. I don't think he actually wrote this, and someone translated something, some of his ideas, Machshava, into an English edition, which has been adapted and, you know, changed quite a bit. And already it's the third in this series. And basically, what does he do? He discusses the chodoshim, the months of the year, and he brings out the unique facets, the unique inyanim of the chodshei hashana.
What's the name of the book?
So the name of this book is The Hebrew Months in the Shmoneh Esrei. That's the newest edition. I have here the older edition. This is the first was The Wisdom in the Hebrew Months. There's another edition. I can't find it on my... I think I have it at home, the second one also, because we use it in the Shia. I think we spent a lot of time on... I think in the past we spent time on this. And what he does in these volumes is there are parallels. A lot of this comes from the B'nai Yisrael. The B'nai Yisrael shows that each month of the year corresponds to one of the Shvatim. And we once discussed that we do not do this in Nusach Ashkenaz, but Nusach Sfard on Rosh Chodesh, you are supposed to, in the Siddur, to have a machshava of one of the 12 possible variations of Hashem's name in the Shmoneh Esrei. But let me explain. Hashem's name is Yudke Vavke. Now let's make believe that we have four letters. How many possible permutations are there of Yudke Vavke? 24. Every sitter, even the simple sitter, Nusach Svart. The Minei Yisrael, it's very, very popular. Only Nusach Svart. Every Nusach Svart has this. When you come to the words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael Roshei Chodoshim, when you say Hashem's name, you're supposed to look in the Siddur on the bottom, and they have all the Chodshei Hashana. Hashem's name is spelled Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, if the two letter Heys were different letters, then there would be 24 possibilities in arranging four letters. You have four letters, A, B, C, D. There are 24 possible ways to arrange A, B, C, D. And Hashem's name has four letters. But two of the letters are exactly the same. There's a hey and there's another hey. Thus, the possibilities of arranging Hashem's name is reduced from 24 to 12. Happens to be there are 12 months of the year. So that means each combination of Hashem's name, it corresponds to one of the Chodshei Hashana. And in fact, there are different versions. So I'll give you an example. Chodesh Nisan, the arrangement is that's how it all starts. That's the beginning. Chodesh Nisan is the first month of the year, so therefore Hashem's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Chodesh Iyar, okay, there's a whole cycle. There's Yud, Hei, Hei, Vav. Chodesh Sivan is Yud, Vav, Hei, Hei. All the 12 possible combinations. We won't spend a lot of time on this.
There's an order of how it's done,
how to make these arrangements. Now you should know that in the Kabbalistic Svarim, they don't view the two Heys to be exactly the same. They view the first Hey and the last Hey to be a different Hey. Thus, the result will be 24 different combinations of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And what's interesting is that I think only in Sifrei Chabad, only in our Sifrei Torah with Beis Yosef, most of our Sifrei Torah, if you look at Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the two Heys are written in the Sifrei Torah exactly the same. But in the Sifrei Torah that are written by Seferim from Chabad, Lubavitch, they distinguish in the way they put on the cloth the first Hey of Hashem's name and the second Hey of Hashem's name. It's the shape of the leg is different. It's not the same. Why? Because in Kabbalah, the first Hey and the last Hey are not the same. And therefore, you get a combination of 24 different ways you can spell Hashem's name. Now, we're not into this altogether because we are Litvaks here, most of us. We don't have Nusach Ashkenaz, so we don't do this. But Nusach Svard, this is something which is part of the Mamash Siddur. Almost every Siddur today has this, a Nusach Svard Siddur. There are Hashem's name, there are four letters, Yudke Vavke, and thus there are 12 different possibilities how to spell Yudke Vavke. And when you come to the end of the bracha of Rosh Chodesh in the Musaf, Baruch Atah Hashem, there's a star in the Siddur, which tells you to look down on the bottom, to look at, up the month. Now we're up to Chodesh Shvat. Shvat is Hey Yud Vav Hey. Now, what he did in his Sefer, I mean, we're going over things I don't really want to talk about now, in his first Sefer was, the Bnei Yisachar says, so what's the significance for us ordinary people in a rearranging Hashem's name? What is hocus pocus? We're going to rearrange Hashem's name in four different letters? What do I get out of this? What is this to me? The average guy is not a makubal. So who's interested in this? He says, no, you don't understand. This is very beautiful. When you rearrange Hashem's name, there is a pasuk somewhere in Tanakh, where there is an expression in Tanakh of four words, and the four words begin with those letters in that order. Let me explain. Chodesh Nisan is the first month of the year, so we go in the right. The name is Yud Kei Vav Kei. That corresponds to the expression Yismichu Hashamayim V'Sogel Haaretz. Yismichu begins with Yud, Hashamayim begins with Hey, Visogel is Vav, Haaretz is Hey. So Chodesh Nisan for, if you're a Mekubal, Yudke Vavke. We're not Mekubal, we have no idea what this means. We're simple people. So the Bnei Yitzchak says, so for the simple folk, you should know that Chodesh, if you want to understand the essence of Chodesh Nisan, it's rooted in Yismichu Hashamayim V'Sogel Haaretz. Iyar, the order is not Yud Kei Vav Kei, but Yud, Hey, then another Hey, and a Vav. That corresponds to Yishalel HaMishalel Haskel V'Yodoa. That's pasuk in Koheles.
Is it only one pasuk? Can it be more than one pasuk?
No, there are several.
Okay, yeah, look, other Sfarim, they get very excited about this and they start playing around with this. But this is like the basics. In the Siddur, they actually put the very basics. What he did in his first edition, his first volume, which became really very popular, very, very successful, is he elaborated upon this. And he said, what in the world does Yismichu Hashamayim V'Sogel Haaretz have to do with Chodesh Nisan? And he goes to town. And some of his ideas are original, some of them are cited from other sources. And it's really, really nice. Okay, he did that, and I don't remember all the details because that was a long time ago. And so this is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Stairs is for a parsha of, okay, it's like a riddle. A pasuk in the parsha of Temura. What's a Temura? When you want to exchange the kedusha of an animal onto another animal. I want to exchange a holy animal for an animal of chulin. So pasuk Homer Yimirenu. V'hoyehu, v'im, possibly v'im chomer yimirenu, if you are in violation of the prohibition of making a tumura, then you're not going to accomplish anything, and in fact, you're going to be penalized. V'hoyehu, utumuraso, yiyeh kodesh. Pasuk. So, the Bnei Yitzchaska says that chodesh shvat, the spelling is hey, yud, vav, hey, which corresponds to the expression chomer yimirenu, the hey of chomer, Yud of Yimirenu, V'hoya, the Vav of V'hoyahu. So what in the world does that pasuk have to do with Chodesh Shvat? Okay, that's the other book, which we're not doing today. His new edition, okay, that's, I want to give you just a gist, okay, just a review. There is so much depth in the significance of the month. One of the popular yonos of the month is how it relates to, how does the month relate to the particular spelling arrangement of the letters of Hashem's name, which further corresponds to a specific pasuk. That's one book. Another book, Chazal tell us each one of the Shvatim corresponds to one of the Shvatim. There are 12 Shvatim. What is Chodesh Shvat Shevet? Osher. Chodesh Shvat is Chodesh Osher. Another book says each one of the Shvatim corresponds to a mazel. What is the mazel of Chodesh Shvat? A dali. What's a dali? A bucket. A bucket of water. Okay, then he has another, something else. This latest addition to the set of the Chodesh Hashana, it's a very unique approach. You know, when you have Svarim like this, is Chazal tell us each one of the middle 13 brachos in the Shemoneh Esrei corresponds to one of the months of the year. We begin with three blessings, Avos, Tchias HaNesim, and Kedusha. We end with three blessings, Avoda Ritzei, then Moedim, and Sim Shalom. And in between the six blessings, we have 13 blessings. Those 13 blessings correspond to the 13 Shvatim, 12/13. 12 are obviously the 12 Shvatim, but Yosef can be divided into two, Ephraim and Menashe, just like we divide when we have a leap year, we have an extra month. So according to Chazal, what does Chodesh Shvat correspond to? The brach of Rifo'enu. Rifo'enu Hashem v'nei rofei, hoshi'enu v'nivashe'a ki siloseinu ata. The question is, this topic here in this book is, what in the world does Chodesh Shvat have to do with the theme of Rifu'ah? Why do Chazal connect the dots? This month of Shvat is a month of Rifu'ah. So he says something very, very beautiful. He says, what is unique about in regard to Rifu'ah? Where does Klal Yisrael have something unique that the Ummah Yisraelim do not have? Let me explain. When we recite the bracha of Rifu'enu, we conclude with the Rifu is only for Klal Yisrael. Rifu'enu Hashem v'nei rafei. Okay, so here is this refuah for Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifei Choylei Amo Yisrael. Only Jews have refuah? When you recite the bracha of Asher Yotzar, it concludes Reifei Chol Bosar. Umafli la'asos. So why, in regard to Asher Yotzar, do we recite Kol Basar, the whole world is Shaykh to Refuah? Yeah, when it comes to the Shemoneh Esrei, we become very selective. We're only looking for Refuah for Refei Choylei Amo Yisrael. There are many answers. It's a very popular question. There are many, many answers. He gives something I never saw before. Maybe I don't know, but he builds the entire Chodesh Shvat based upon this beautiful insight, and that is, there's a fundamental difference, in a nutshell, there's a fundamental difference between the oifan of refuah for Klal Yisrael and the way Hashem heals the Ummah Yisraelim. And it's all summarized in the words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boirei the refuah koidem the makah. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rahman al-Islam, needs to bring upon a person illness, needs that he should be smitten, has should suffer weakness. Before a person becomes ill, the refuah is already at hand. It's ready to go. Will the person merit to make use of the refuah? That's a separate question. But before HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever brings upon a member of Klal Yisrael an illness, the refuah is there. By the Umois Ha'olam, there is no such thing. He cites Psukim. Okay, we go through, we learn from Mitzrayim. By Mitzrayim Hashem, first he was Makeh, and then he healed. By the Umois Ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he sees fit, he brings upon the Umois Ha'olam illness. And then we negotiate. If they merit, they do teshuva, they learn what's meant for them to learn from the refuah. Okay, you know what? I will now first create for you the refuah. The refuah is not ready. the principle of the Hashem is buried, the Refuah Kodesh, the Makkah comes to Klal Yisrael. And he says, this indeed is what we pray for in Refa'enu. That's why it's Bedavka, Refa'enu, Le'amo Yisrael. There are many different parts, there's a lot of repetition. We begin, Refa'enu Hashem, heal us, then V'ne'rafei, we will be healed. Hoshi'enu V'nivashe, save us, and we will be saved. What does Hoshi have to do, Hoshua, with Refuah? I'm not sure. Ki si lo'senu ata. And then we ask a second time. V'ha'alei Refuah Shelema L'chol Makosein. Okay, very nice. And then, a third time, Kikel Melech Roifei Ne'emon V'rachamon Ata. There are basically three demands, three acknowledgments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that brings healing. Refoeinu Hashem V'nei Rafei. Then we will, because you have the Koich of Refuah. And again, Kikel Melech Refei Neman Verachamonata. Why three? Why mention it three times? So to summarize his Yisoid, Tzvi Reisman's Yisoid is not all his own. The first Refoeinu refers to the Refuas HaNefesh. We all know that when we spell for Refuah, we say Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGof. Every illness, physical illness, is rooted in a spiritual illness, a spiritual defect. The first thing we ask for is spiritual healing. Refa'enu Hashem v'nei rafei. Hoshi'enu v'nei vashem. Ki silaseinu ato. Well, how do we know that? That's not for now. I don't even remember all the details. The next request is the makkah. V'halei refuah shalema l'chol makkah seinu. The physical illness. Refuas HaNefesh, and then Refuas HaGuf. Now here's what's so unique, never heard this before. The last expression, Kikel Melech Refei Ne'emon V'rachamon Ata, means it's on the one in the Bakasha, and on the other hand, it's an acknowledgement that the Refuah for my Guf already exists before you gave me the Makkah. We're asking Hashem that Rachmana L'tzal in the future, if there's a need, that there has to be a Makkah, the Refuah should be prepared in advance. Or we're just acknowledging that the Refuah is already here. Because you would not bring upon a member of Klal Yisrael an illness unless the Refuah was created before the Makkah. The third expression, Kikel Melech, Hashem is a Kel, Kel always refers to Rachamim, Melech, Roifei Ne'emon, V'rachamonata, means, in essence, you, Hashem, have already created the refuah before you brought upon us the makkah. So we ask you, please heal our spiritual shortcomings, and the mela, our physical shortcomings, will automatically follow in line, because Hashem, you already, before you brought upon us the physical makkah, you've already created the refuah, koidem the makkah. This is the pshat in the brach. And then we can go dafka. Who is this unique to? Roifei chole amo Yisrael. Because by the umos ha'olam, you do not have this principle. The umos ha'olam is first going to be the makkah, and then there's going to be the refuah. You don't have this by them. So you cannot go say Hashem is roifei kol basar. It's only unique to Klal Yisrael. That's the pshat in the brach of Refa'enu. Now with this in mind, we can understand what happened on today. What happened on Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Moshe began to teach Klal Yisrael Mishneh Torah. It's the beginning of Chumash Devarim. The beginning of Chumash Devarim begins. So there are not that many days in the Torah that are recorded by date. But the very beginning of Chumash Devarim begins with what happened in Chumash. What happened in Chumash Devarim? Chumash Devarim begins Eila Hadavar Shadim Moshe Kol Yisrael Achara Soyoyim. Okay, Vayihi was. It was in the 12th month. The 11th month. The 11th month. Rosh Chodesh of the 11th month. What month is Shvat? The 11th month. What's today? Today is the first day. Today is the anniversary of the next words. Diber Moshe el bnei Yisrael kechol asher tziva Hashem oisoy aleihem. Moshe began Mishneh Torah. Hoyil Moshe began be'er to explain Esad Torah Hazois Leimar. What is the purpose of Mishnah Torah? Moshe makes it clear as day. Klal Yisrael, I'm not going with you. I'm going to die right here in a few days. I'm not going with you. Let me prepare you for the future. Moshe is being boirei the refuah koidem the makah. It's not going to be easy going into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to have a lot of nisyonos, a lot of problems. Let me get you ready. The whole tafkid of what happened today of Mishneh Torah is the boirei the refuah koidem the makah. What else happens on Rosh Chodesh Shvat? It's Rosh Hashanah lo ilanos. Rosh Hashanah lo ilanos. According to who? According to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, it's on Tu B'Shvat, 15 days. Or as Mr. White says, tomorrow. Two. The number two B'Shvat. Okay, that's a joke. Okay, Tu B'Shvat. On the 15th day of Shvat. So what now? This is a little more esoteric. This part is a little more esoteric, and he cites a lot of interesting things. He says that why did Hashem create the trees? What benefit? We know there's something. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's not the Rosh Hashanah for fruit. It's for trees, and including trees are all forms of vegetation that grow from the ground. Fruit. You know when we celebrate fruit? Shavuos. Uviyoyim habikurim. Trees is today. Fruit is Shavuos. So what is it about trees? So he cites an esoteric Mamari Chazal. What do trees, which includes the Eitz HaSodeh, Eitz HaSodeh doesn't just mean a tree. It means herbs. It means all the various type of vegetation. What do we gain from them mostly today? Medicine. Most medicine, I mean, today it's obviously a little different. In ancient times, all these, you know, the old people who are into this holistic type of stuff, and the Chinese, they don't get to, because they eat this herb and this and that. The Chazal say this. The tafkid of all of the Atzei Hasodeh is refuah. So today we celebrate the refuah. But Baruch Hashem, we're okay. We're not looking for trouble. It's the day of the Bria of the refuah. Then in case chas v'shom, a person will one day need to come on to some medicine because he has a cold, and he wants to clear his throat, he has something is annoying him, so guess what? You need to take this herb. Okay, today it's not, doesn't go like that today. Today they're not going to give you herbs, they're going to give you something that came out of a laboratory. Okay, but it used to be, take this herb, this grass, this medicine, this thing. It's a celebration today of the Atzei Hasodeh and all of that it entails, which primarily gives mankind refuah. But we're not looking for any makas. It's the refuah koidem the makas. So it fits in very well. It fits very well in line with the bracha of refa'enu. Refa'enu corresponds to Chodesh Shvat. Because what is unique about the refuah of Klal Yisrael? It's the refuah koidim the makah. And it's not just in physical ailments. It's in all matters of spirituality. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is always one step ahead. He's one step ahead by Klal Yisrael. He sees you, what's going to happen to you when you're going to fall into a pit. And Hashem says, I know the future, and you know something? I'm always one step ahead of you. I'm going to create the refuah koidim the makah. This is the mahus of Chodesh Shvat. Moshe began to prepare Klal Yisrael for the Golas. What's going to be in Eretz Yisrael? What's going to be in the Golas? The trees is the Koich of Refuah. It's a preparation in advance. It all comes, it all comes, kol ha'olach l'mako emechad. Derech Agav, something I never heard before, very, very good, this thing is an amazing insight. My own name, I didn't know. Ephraim and Refoel, the Malach of healing is Refoel. And there's something called Ephraim. Why did Hashem create the Malach of Rifael? So he cites for a Medrash. Because Hashem knew in advance in Rifael Koyin the Makkah there would be an evil Shevet called Ephraim. Ephraim, Yeravam ben Nevat would poison Klal Yisrael, would poison them by having them break away from the Malchus of Yehud and worshipping idols. Rafael, the first three letters are the opposite of Efer, Aleph, Pei, Reish, is the opposite of Reish, Pei, Aleph. Those are the opposite. Hashem created Rafael to be the refuah for Ephraim. Ephraim would be, so even though we know Ephraim is refuah, Ephraim is a sick child. Ephraim, Malchus of Ephraim, they were sick child because they rebelled against the Malchus of Yehuda and they worshipped idols and they broke away and they went into Golos Yaseres Hashvat and disappeared. I'm one step ahead of you, Hashem says. I know what's going to happen. The Mela, let me create HaMalach HaGoyel HaYisimikol. The Malach HaGoyel is the Malach Rafael. Hashem is one step ahead. The Rafael is going to be there to redeem Ephraim.
But it didn't work.
What?
But it didn't work.
Well, it has not yet worked. Okay, Chazal say that the Aseres Hashvat is yet to return. Machlokes is the Gemara. Whatever it means. But there's something there. The thing is that the Rafael is unique to appreciate this principle, Rafael Chol Basar, and there's Rafael Chol Amo Yisrael. We were fukoid in the makah. This is Shvat. Shvat is preparation. A zman of preparation for what we need to have insurance for the future. Have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh Shvat.